All right, everybody, welcome back. It's time for another deep dive. And this was pretty cool. We were talking about heat pumps. You know, as a new homeowner myself, I'm always looking for ways to make my place more energy efficient. And I'm sure a lot of you out there are in the same boat.
Yeah, it's definitely a hot topic, no pun intended.
Yeah.
But heat pumps are having a moment right now, and for good reason. They offer a fantastic way to save money on energy bills and reduce your carbon footprint at the same time.
Okay, so before we get too far into it, let's break it down to basics. What exactly is a heat pump, and how does it actually work?
So, unlike your traditional furnace, a heat pump doesn't generate heat. Instead, it's more like a clever two-way system that moves heat from one place to another.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Moving heat around. How does that actually keep a house warm, especially when it's freezing outside?
So, think of it like your refrigerator. Have you ever noticed how the back of your fridge feels warm? That's because it's pulling heat from inside the fridge and releasing it outside.
Yeah, that makes sense.
A heat pump works on the same principle, but in reverse. It can extract heat energy from the outside air, even on a chilly day, and transfer it indoors to warm your home.
Wait, so even on a cold day, there's still enough heat energy in the air for a heat pump to work effectively.
Exactly. It's all about tapping into that existing thermal energy, even when it doesn't feel particularly warm to us.
That's pretty wild when you think about it. It's like this invisible force pulling heat from the air and using it to keep your house cozy. Almost sounds like magic, doesn't it?
You could say that. And the real magic is in the efficiency. Because heat pumps are transferring heat rather than creating it from scratch, they're incredibly efficient. We're talking up to 3 times more efficient than traditional heating systems.
3 times more efficient. Now that's impressive. But I'm sure some of you are wondering, what's the catch? Is there a downside to all this heat pump hype? Are there hidden costs or drawbacks we need to consider?
Well, like any home upgrade, there are always factors to consider, and we'll definitely delve into those. But first, let's talk about the investment side of things. I know that's probably on everyone's mind.
All right, let's do it. Let's talk numbers. So let's get down to brass tacks here when we talk about heat pumps.
Yeah.
What kind of price tag are we talking about to install one of these systems?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right? Well, not literally, but it can feel like it. On average, you're looking at somewhere between $5,000 to $10,000 for a heat pump installation.
Okay, so not exactly chump change,
Yeah.
but also not completely out of the realm of possibility for a major home upgrade.
Right, it's an investment for sure.
And I imagine those energy savings we talked about play a big role in justifying that upfront cost.
Absolutely. Think of it this way. Every month when you pay your energy bill and it's significantly lower thanks to your super efficient heat pump, it's like putting money back in your pocket.
It's like getting a little bonus each month just for being energy smart.
Exactly. Over time, those savings can really add up, potentially even covering the entire cost of the system and then some.
So it's a bit like that old adage, you got to spend money to make money.
I like that. It's a long-term investment that can pay off big time.
Kind of like buying a more fuel-efficient car.
Yeah.
You might spend a little more upfront, but you save money at the pump over the years.
Perfect analogy.
Now, you mentioned earlier that there are different types of heat pumps. For someone like me who's new to all this, what should I be thinking about in terms of maybe needing to replace my entire HVAC system versus just adding a heat pump to my existing setup?
That's a really important question, and the answer depends on a few factors, like the age and condition of your current system. Sometimes it makes more sense to go for a complete overhaul rather than trying to piece things together.
So it's like trading in that old clunker for a shiny new electric car.
Exactly.
You're making a bigger investment up front, but you're getting all the latest and greatest technology and potentially reaping bigger savings in the long run.
Plus, you're reducing your environmental impact, which is a big bonus these days.
Absolutely. Now, speaking of savings, I've heard whispers about some pretty sweet government incentives for homeowners who go green. What's the deal with those?
Oh, yeah. Uncle Sam wants to help you save energy and money.
Tell me more.
Right now, there's a federal tax credit for homeowners who install energy-efficient systems, including heat pumps.
Okay.
We're talking a potential credit of up to 30% of your installation costs.
30%. That's not too shabby at all.
Not at all. And on top of that, many states and local governments offer their own incentives and rebates.
Oh, wow. So it's like a double whammy of savings.
Exactly. It's like a scavenger hunt for energy efficiency discounts.
I love it. Okay, so we've covered the cost, the potential savings, the different types, but let's talk about performance for a second. Can these things really handle the cold?
Ah, yes, the age-old question. Can a heat pump keep you warm when it's frosty outside?
Exactly.
The short answer is yes, but choosing the right type of heat pump for your climate is key.
Okay, so spill the beans. What are our options?
So you've got two main types, air source heat pumps and ground source heat pumps.
Okay, and what's the difference?
Air source heat pumps are the most common. They work by extracting heat from the outside air even when it's chilly.
But what about when it gets really, really cold?
Well, that's where ground source heat pumps come in.
Okay.
They're a bit pricier to install up front, but they're ideal for colder climates.
And why is that?
Because they draw heat from a constant source, the ground.
The ground?
Yeah, the ground temperature stays relatively stable throughout the year, making it a super reliable source of heat even in the dead of winter.
So ground source heat pumps, kind of like having a geothermal power plant for your home. That's pretty neat. But let's be real, any relationship takes work, right? So what about maintaining these heat pumps? What's the deal with upkeep?
You're absolutely right. Just like any other HVAC system, heat pumps benefit from regular TLC. But the good news is it's not rocket science.
Okay, so what do we need to do to keep our heat pumps happy and healthy?
The basics are really straightforward. First off, regular air filter changes. Those are essential.
Okay, so filters like every 3 months or so?
Yeah, something like that. Think of the filters like the lungs of your heat pump system. Keeping them clean helps the whole system breathe.
Makes sense.
It's also a good idea to periodically check for any refrigerant leaks. And of course, scheduling professional tune-ups every couple of years is always a smart move.
Yeah, a little professional help never hurts.
Exactly.
So filters, leaks, tune-ups. Got it. Now, what about lifespan? We're talking about a significant investment here. So knowing how long we can expect these systems to last is key.
Right. So with proper care and maintenance, you can reasonably expect a heat pump to last around 15 years or even longer.
15 year plus is pretty good.
It is. Of course, factors like usage, climate, and the quality of the installation can all play a role.
Sure, of course.
But generally speaking, these systems are built to last.
Okay. Before we wrap things up, I want to touch on one more thing. Noise. No one wants a heating and cooling system that sounds like a jet engine, right? What's the deal with heat pump noise?
That's a valid concern, but I've got good news. Heat pumps are generally much quieter than those older HVAC systems, especially the newer models.
Music to my ears.
You're looking at more of a gentle hum.
Okay, so nothing too intrusive.
Exactly.
But let's say someone is particularly sensitive to noise. Are there ways to minimize it even further?
Absolutely. For starters, proper installation is key. A skilled technician will make sure the system is installed correctly and placed strategically to reduce noise.
So location, location, location.
Exactly. And if you're really concerned about noise, there are high-quality models specifically designed for ultra-quiet operation.
Okay, so there are options for those who prioritize peace and quiet.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, there you have it, folks. A crash course on heat pumps. We've covered a lot of ground today, everything from how they work, to the cost, to the environmental benefits.
It's been a pleasure diving into this topic with you.
The pleasure was all mine. So as you consider your options for heating and cooling your home, remember, heat pumps offer a compelling combination of energy efficiency, cost savings, and environmental friendliness. And with the right information and a little planning, you can create a comfortable and sustainable home for years to come. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Until next time, stay curious and stay informed.